pva.org.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The great Iron Eagle with the call on Saturday in Indianapolis on CBS. Cue the DJ Khaled. All they do is win. And Iron's right. You know, feels like, you know, it wasn't just me. A lot of people liked Illinois on Saturday night. And I am sure that all of them, including me, were thinking the same thing as this game was playing out. What the hell were we thinking? And, you know, just in the aftermath of it, like I put up a video on Instagram, at the Costos, you should follow me there, being I felt like an idiot for betting Illinois. And here comes everybody saying, well, how in the world could you bet against, how could you bet against UConn in the Final Four? How could you bet against UConn in the NCAA tournament? How could you do it? How could you go against Danny Hurley? Does everyone realize Illinois was favored in the game? Like, if this were some, like, UConn's absolutely winning, do you think Illinois would have closed the favorite in the game? Now, before we lavish Danny Hurley in Connecticut with an insane amount of praise, because that's coming up, I would like to, with the permission of our audience, to bitch and moan for a moment here. I said all week long, and I was wrong. As a married man, I have plenty of experience saying that sentence. I was wrong. What I said all week, if Illinois plays an A game, an A plus game, an A minus game, the Illini are going to win because Illinois is a better team than Connecticut. Illinois has more talent than Connecticut does, even while acknowledging, like, Brad Underwood's a good, just went to the Final Four. He's a good coach. He's not Danny Hurley. Not an insult to say that. But Illinois is more talented than Connecticut. And if Illinois plays its best game or close to it, the Illini are going to win. What I failed to realize is, like, what happens if Illinois plays a C-minus game? Then what happens? And that's what we saw, right? We all watched the game. We can be honest, right? That's what we do on the show. We watch sports, we talk about sports, and we can remove our bias from the conversation and tell the truth about what we watched. And if we're going to be biased, which I can be sometimes, I will always be upfront and tell you that I am being biased. Michigan destroyed Arizona on Saturday night. That's a game where you can look at it and say, it didn't matter what Arizona was going to do in that game. Michigan was going to win big. That's how awesome Michigan was. Here's my question for everybody. That is just talking about, and UConn is great, and Danny Hurley's great, and they're a great program, and we'll lavish them with praise in a moment. But can we please be honest here? Please. If Illinois played a B-minus game, who wins? And I understand, it doesn't matter. Like, cue the Dwayne Johnson. It doesn't matter what I say. I know it doesn't matter. Like, the game's over, the money is lost, Connecticut's playing for a national championship. So this is part me bitching and moaning because I'm annoyed that I lost. It's also telling the truth about the game. Illinois played a terrible game, and I know UConn won by 9. This was a close game at points in the second half, even if it seemed like, you know, sometimes we get these games in the NBA or college, whatever, and you get the graphic on the screen of it's like 88 lead changes and the game is tied 58 times. Like, there were 2 lead changes in the UConn-Illinois game. Like, Illinois led early and then UConn led the entire rest of the game. Connecticut led. Illinois was terrible. 23% from three. And also, again, if we're being honest, right? Doesn't take away from UConn's win. Illinois was a little unlucky in the game. Now, you want to say you make your own luck? I understand. We can have that conversation. I think there's something to that. This was like you're at a carnival, and one set of rims is rigged one way, and the other is rigged the other. Where you have UConn, and what I'll bring up is those old, I think it was Bill will remember because he's older than me. I don't know if it was Nike or if it was like McDonald's, but back in the day, they had the horse commercials with like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, and like Michael Jordan might have been in them. And it would be like Larry Bird would like bang shots off the roof, off like some like rod up in the roof, off the back of the rim, off the top of the rim, like off a foot and into the basket. It was a McDonald's commercial, nothing but net. That was UConn. UConn was banking shots off like the top of the backboard, off like Danny Hurley's wife in the front row, like off of the referee, nothing but net. All good. No problem. Meanwhile, here's Illinois. Like carnival rims. Like some carny, like with four fingers, whose breath smells like he ate a Jack Daniel's sandwich for lunch, who's got six teeth, is grinning at you as you can't make a shot because he knows that the rims are rigged. And you keep giving him money and trying to win your stuffed animal for your girl or for your kid. And you're never going to win it because it's rigged. The system is rigged. How many shots did Illinois shoot? Layups, free throws, jumpers. Did I mention layups? Have I mentioned layups? Have I mentioned layups? That, like, not figuratively, literally. Like when you get home from work, you're exhausted, and you post up on the Lazy Boy, and you sit your ass down, and you park your keister, and you sit there for hours, vegging out. How many times for Illinois on Saturday did the ball sit on the basket like some fat slob on a Lazy Boy? Just sit there. Before falling out, where inevitably would be rebounded by UConn. Here's Tarris Reed with another rebound. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that this is how it went. It was Illinois didn't win. UConn deserved to win. So hear me, right? This is not me saying Illinois should have won. But we can say, like, Hurley's great, UConn's great. But we can be honest, right? Nothing Arizona was going to do was going to stop Michigan from winning big. Illinois absolutely could have won that game on Saturday and didn't. And that's honestly, like, I'm done now. I'm done talking about Illinois. They made me, to quote Vincent Kennedy McMahon from back in the day in the Attitude Era, watching Illinois on Saturday night, it made me physically ill. It made me want to vomit. So I'm done talking about it. You better, you bet on this Monday, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, talking about Saturday in the national semifinals. And now we can talk about the Connecticut Huskies, who will, for the third time in 4 years, play for a national championship. Unbelievable. Historic. I was thinking about it this morning. You know, I'm kind of, you know, go through all the ramifications right in my head, because I love this stuff, right? And you can tell I get lots of great notes from people. Like, they could tell I love sports. I appreciate that. I do, right? And I really think about it, and I try and put things into perspective, knowing the history of what has gone on in all of these different sports. If UConn wins tonight, and believe me, it is a hypothetical, because UConn's a pretty big dog in the game, like we told you. Michigan is 6.5-point favorite tonight. Total 144.5. If Connecticut wins, And no one should be surprised if that happens. Three titles in 4 years. We have not seen a college basketball team, school, program, whatever you want to call it, win at least three times in 4 years since John Wooden and UCLA won like 68 consecutive national championships, and I'm only exaggerating by a little bit, and Adolph Rupp's Kentucky teams from way, way back in the day. We haven't seen it since then. Now, I want to stop short, because like what UCLA did with John Wooden and Walton and Lew Alcindor, Kareem, etc., is the stuff of legend. We haven't seen it since 72, 73, and 75, 3 and 4 years, UCLA doing it, literally in the early 70s. I'm reticent to say anything could be more impressive than UCLA's insane run that they had with John Wooden. So why don't we just call this like the modern-ish era? Like the post-UCLA dominant era with John Wooden of college basketball. If UConn wins tonight, this is the greatest achievement in that era in the last 45, almost 50 years. Let's call it 50 years of college basketball. The number one achievement. And honestly, maybe you want to make an argument, it's the number one achievement, even exceeding what UCLA did. Because we now exist in a world in college basketball where, and I know the president of the United, and we can all make our jokes, is trying to do his best to try and change this, right? Where we won't have as much player movement, and the transfer portal won't be what it's been, and we'll see about NIL. But in this era where college basketball has kind of become like pro sports, for better or for worse, right? Where you will see a player star for one, and we used to, when I was a kid, you never saw this. 15 years ago, you never saw this. A player starring for a school 1 year in the tournament, and all of a sudden he's on another team the next year. You would never, ever see this. In this era of college basketball, to do what Connecticut has done is historic. Now, they got to stick the landing, right? Got to win the game tonight in order to get there. But even the fact that they're here is ridiculous. And three entirely different teams on this run for Danny Hurley and the Connecticut Huskies. It is very much within the realm of possibility that I will lead this show tomorrow morning talking about Connecticut, the best achievements in the history of college basketball, at least in the last 50 years, and that this is, and I said it last week, this century, UConn is the number one program in college basketball. It's not debatable. UConn has now become the bluest of blue bloods. If they win this game tonight, forget about it. It's over. Like, that debate is done. I don't want to hear, and look, they got to beat Michigan, and Michigan's favored in the game, so I'm not trying to look past Michigan. But, like, forget about Duke. Forget about Carolina. Forget about Kansas. Forget about Kentucky. It's Connecticut, and y'all pay homage to the man. Woo. And I don't say this at all, again, to discount the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan is favored in the game tonight by almost 7 points. A 6.5 point favorite, total 144.5. And I'm fascinated to know how people are betting this game. And who do you think is going to win? We can save some analysis for the other side. I think it really will come down to what we see in the first, let's call it, 10 to 15 minutes of the game. I think we'll know what type of game this is going to be fairly early on. If Michigan gets out to a big lead early, and maybe it's not like it was, and they're on that ass like they were against Arizona. Maybe it's not that. But if it is, or if it's close to that, like the game's over, it's done. I understand, because your counter to that may be, well, UConn came back, they were down huge against Duke. Why can't they do it against Michigan? I don't know. Have you watched Michigan play basketball in this tournament? Do you think if Michigan's up by 15 in the first half against UConn, Michigan's going to lose? I don't think so. And if Michigan's controlling the tempo of the game, and Michigan's getting up and down, and Landeborg looks good, like, Michigan's going to win. And Michigan's probably going to cover if that happens. But what if the game's close in the first half? What if UConn is dictating the tempo and UConn is dictating the pace of the game? And it's close with 5 minutes to go in the first half. I guarantee we're all going to be sitting watching tonight with this godforsaken start time of almost 9 o'clock Eastern. I got a big problem with that. That's an East Coast dad thing, if I'm being... I got to wake up early to host this show. Just saying. We'll all be watching the game tonight at like 4 in the morning with that same feeling. Oh my God, they're going to win. UConn's just going to win. It's going to be close at the end, and the Huskies are going to win. I think we will know 10 or 15 minutes into this game the type of game that it's going to be and the type of finish that we are going to get in the national championship game. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. On the other side, I'll tell you how I see the game playing out, and I'll tell everybody how shocking it is that Danny Hurley is the more composed of the two UConn basketball coaches. We're rolling on a Monday here on Westwood One Sports.
The national championship game is set. UConn, Michigan. Tonight, coverage starts at 7 Eastern. Game tips at 8:30. Listen on the Westwood One Sports app from your home of the NCAA tournament. Westwood One Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. Ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson.